Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lisa Fu. This week on AK, Puppet Town. Haines seems like a quintessential Southeast Alaska town. There are eagles, bears, salmon, big mountains, and rough water. It's a picture book, no stoplight, no movie theater, low-crime type of community. But there's a seedier and eclectic side of Haines that emerged late this winter, the underground puppet scene. From member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
We aren't talking about Muppets. Those fuzzy, funny, and googly-eyed characters are not the same as puppets. Not in Haines, Alaska. Here, there are at least three puppet troupes, dozens of self-taught puppeteers and puppet makers, and one artist who has traveled to Europe to explore the history of puppetry, Bernd Power.
And what I saw is I saw a puppet troupe who was doing things with, I don't know, it looked like stuff from their backyards, kind of things you'd find at the Salvation Army, rusting metal, old toys and such. And I said, we could do that.
That's Power at the Sheldon Museum in Haines, where he helped curate the puppet exhibit Strung Up and Reconfigured. Power is sort of the father of puppetry in Haines. Almost 10 years ago, he gathered a group of artists and formed a puppet troupe. Here's artist Debbie Knight Kennedy explaining how she fell into the puppet scene.
Burns came up to me one day before I knew him very well, and he said, so, you're a doll maker. So, you can make your dolls talk. I'm starting a puppet troupe. That was it. It's just all over for me, you know?
After a few years, Power stayed with traditional puppetry, while some in the group wandered in a different direction. Now the group is called Geppetto's Junkyard and consists of more than a dozen people, including a plumber, a yogi, a boat builder, retired teacher, jujitsu instructor, and others. This winter, they created a show called Space Lust. It was described on posters as a cross between steampunk, space cowboy, and puppet space opera. It was a wild scene of live music, special effects, acting, and of course, puppets.
That's it, Joey.
Blue moon, you left me standing alone.
The puppets are all handmade and usually assembled from found objects like bicycle parts, kitchen gadgets, vacuum hoses, and wood. Knight Kennedy's husband, Gene Kennedy, is also in the troupe. He is a handyman and plumber, but is drawn to creating puppets like the carved wooden horse he made with multiple moving parts.
This is why I like it. It's all wooden cutout plywood. Basically, there's four parts to the body, and there's two levers that work in tandem, and the head swings and on its own and is counterweighted with lead weight so that it always comes back to the same place.
Geppetto's Junkyard has their fans. They pack in the sporadic shows. But no one, especially the puppeteers and actors, pretend they are traditionalists. Power is more so. Back at the museum, he says he doesn't think anyone in Haines is true to traditional puppetry.
But there are some puppet styles, for instance, that are take real skill to manipulate. It's not as simple as you just stick your hand up and you move your wiggle it around. I mean, you learn very definite things about how to move your hand. And it takes months and months and months of training, years, really, to be good.
Of the more than 100 puppets in the exhibit, about two-thirds were made locally. There was even one that might be local from several generations ago. It's a bone, shell, and sinew Tlingit puppet on loan from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Power says he's drawn to puppets because they still surprise people. He says when he goes on the road with a show, he's not pigeonholed because puppets are still edgy and intriguing enough to cross all ages and interests.
Because if you have a music group, you say to someone, oh, what kind of music do you have? And they say, and you say, whatever your style of music is, and they say, you play there. But if you have a puppet troupe, the first question out of my mind when I would try to book, find some place to play is it for children? And I go, well, not particularly. And as soon as you say that, they're completely blank. Okay. And you can play for anybody.
And maybe that's why puppets and Haines go together. For puppeteers like Melina Shields with Geppetto's Junkyard, it makes perfect sense.
I think that there's just inherently something sort of creative that happens by taking these found objects and then letting the puppets be born into whoever they are, and it's just magic.
Reporting from the self-proclaimed puppet capital of Alaska, in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.